Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Well, good Saturday morning. It is time for the NFL season to be kicking off here in the next couple of weeks, and that means it is time for the draft edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. Holy smokes, where does time go? But an exciting time of year for degenerates like us who love gambling on this sport and laughing about, well, football and things we do centered around the game of football. Let's introduce who is on today's show. Kick it off, Justin.
Justin Havemeyer, coming at you from Oakdale, Minnesota.
Jack.
Jack Culbertson, fresh out of Mankato, Hotlanta fan, ready to show you what to do and maybe what not to do.
Lyle.
I'm Lyle Dickman. I'm here in Litchfield, Minnesota, and I'm now a two-time champ of this prestigious Lombardi Trophy that is proudly displayed in Wilmer, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club, Lyle.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Well, my name is John, and a fresh year. I like my Loon Draft. We'll get into that in a little bit. Anyway, for the next hour, you'll hear us on the radio station here on the Loon, and but we've got some spillover. So what we want you to do is, while you're listening to us, we want you to go grab that free 94.1 The Loon app, and whatever you don't hear on here, we're going to move over to the app. Of course, you can listen to the entire show on the app as well, but we will have some other information on that. On today's agenda, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our draft strategies. We had our Loon Draft on Thursday night, and then we're going to talk about our strategies on that. We're going to talk about running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, all guys we like, guys we don't, handcuffs or late-round dart throws type of deal. We're going to talk about quarterbacks, of course. We're going to talk about the rookies, and then we're going to recap our Loon Draft and talk about why we took, who we took, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So strap.
Remember, Lyle, when John says guys you like, he's talking about players for the fantasy football draft, not just in everyday life, okay? We don't have time for that.
Yes, we don't have time for that, and it won't also be featured on the app. Anyway, let's talk about draft strategies, guys. Justin, I'm going to throw it to you first. Some draft strategies you have for 2024, what you're looking at.
This is a year where wherever I'm picking is kind of determining the strategy that I'm going with, because I'm comfortable with all of them. I'm good with a zero RB. I'm good with hero RB. I always enjoy doing the opposite. Best player available. What I'm definitely doing, and I don't know if it's so much as a strategy as an inevitability, but I know for a fact I'm going into every draft either punting quarterback, RB2, or my tight end. And I think for the first time in forever, tight end is the position I least want to punt, but I'm totally fine doing it.
Jack, what are you looking at for 2024?
Yeah, I'm doing the best player available approach, minus Kirk Cousins. I am taking Kirk Cousins in every draft. If I have to pull the trigger early, I will. But I've already got my jersey upstairs, and I want to have the players that I want to watch. And I want Kirk Cousins to be successful this year, so I'm all in. I'll waste the buy-in. I don't care. Best player available, minus Kirk Cousins.
Well, we'll talk about when Kirk Cousins went in the Loon Draft. We'll talk about that on the overrun. Lyle, what are you up to?
I think loading up mostly on receivers early, just knowing that you're going to have to, especially we're playing in a PPR format too, so knowing you're going to have at least three really good receivers every week, and hopefully you're going to have four, five or six during the bye weeks so that you can plug these guys in and still score 10, 12, maybe 15 points in a week. So, yeah, other than that, I try to always take the best player available too. I mean, it's really hard to, depending where you're at in the draft, to always take that top guy because you're going to have to wait 20 picks to get another guy or have them fall to you. So you definitely want to take the best player available. And then, like you guys have been saying too, take the player you want. So it's always a fine balance between those two things.
I think Lyle brings up a good point when he says PPR. The first thing you need to do, especially if you're newer to this game, is know your scoring system. I think this is an absurdly, and again, I go back to paper and pencil days of fantasy football because I'm a fossil, but this is one of the most absurdly deep years for talent that I can think of. I mean, I have seen and listened to people who are doing zero wide receiver strategy, and I've never even heard that before because there are so many good wide receivers in the middle to late rounds, or at least high potential guys in those rounds. I'm like you guys. I let the draft come to me. I think every draft is going to be different based on where we're sitting. Lyle was number one. Justin was number two. I was number three. Jack was number four. So the four of us had the first four picks in the draft. Eric LeBraton was down at number seven, but we kind of all just let the draft come to us. There weren't a ton of surprises out there.
Oh, there was a couple.
There were a couple. There were a couple. I don't know if there were a couple necessarily with us. Well, yeah, there were.
Oh, yeah. Old Jack had one.
Will.
Mine was only a surprise because you all are deniers. That's the only reason.
We'll get to immobile guys going in the fourth round at some point here. Anyway, for the remainder of the show, though, like I said, we're going to break down our thoughts on sleepers, busts, breakouts, handcuffs, and other items like that. And just have some fun. So, yeah, we'll take our first break, and we will come back with more of the Fantasy Football Foursome 2024 on the Loon. We're back on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks, as always, for joining us. Again, we are going to have Overrun on this show. There's no doubt about it, so go grab that free 94.1 The Loon app. And you can hear us, well, we call it XL or whatever we call it. Anyway, the rest of the show will be on there. Nate only gives me an hour of time. All right, let's talk about running backs for a draft 2024. And, you know, we've all done research. We all have our own rankings. We all have our own lists. Let's talk about, first of all, guys we like. Justin, kick it off with running backs you like in 2024.
All right, I'll start. For reference, I'm just going to go off the most popular ranking sheet, I think, out there for the listeners. I'm using the ESPN one. Nah, I'm not saying it's my favorite, but it's just the most popular. I am pretty good with the top 11 running backs. I don't really have any issues with any of them. They're all kind of going in a good spot. Skip Alvin Kamara. I don't like Alvin Kamara. He comes in there at 12. I have Cook ahead of him. For guys in the top 11, 12-ish, the one I'm most nervous about, honestly, I'm pretty fine with all of them, and I don't really have any issues where they're going. I'm not taking Bijan as early as everyone else, but I've got no issue with people who do. And then if you scroll, you know, go down more into the middle rounds, I love Brian Robinson Jr. this season. You can pick him up right around pick 70. He's perfect for a hero or zero RB build because you can get him late enough. I'm not at all worried about Eckler. He's kind of my favorite guy that I like to target there. If I miss out on him, you know, I'm trying to snatch up, you know, Najee Harris. And then if I go further down, some value way down there, I'm going to go with Rico Dowdle for the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't think Zeke has enough left in the tank. And as the season goes on, I think, I'm not saying Dowdle is going to be an RB1, but I absolutely think Dowdle significantly outperforms his ADP this season. And I think it becomes very quickly pretty close to a 50-50 split with him and Zeke.
Yeah, I hear you, Jack.
Well, that concludes this week's episode of Jeez, Justin.
That's about a minute long.
Are there any running backs left to talk about?
He just asked you one question.
Jack, talk to me about guys you're targeting this year.
First off, I love Bijan. I think McCaffrey's still number one overall. I don't mind the Breece Hall, Bijan, flip them, whichever one you like. I think Jonathan Taylor, even though he is going high, is not getting enough love. I think he's every bit as good as Bijan and Breece Hall. I think India's set up for success as long as Anthony Richardson stays healthy. So I love me some Jonathan Taylor. Going down into the deep parts, you mentioned Brian Robinson Jr. I agree with the Washington offense for sure, but there is more separation between Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris than there is Brian Robinson Jr. and freaking Austin Eckler. So that's my problem with Robinson. I do like him better, but there's just been nothing that says one is dominant over the other from anything I've seen in preseason or heard from camp. So, but I do like the Washington offense, don't get me wrong. And then I'll tell you this, Pacheco, underrated. Get him as high as you can. Get him quick. He's going to be a beast. And I'm all in this year on Kenneth Walker III, Pete Carroll, the second most punchable face in the NFL, out of there. Kenneth Walker coming in hard this year. I know they're going to be a little bit pass heavy, but I think Kenneth Walker is going to do some good stuff in Seattle.
Is the first most punchable face Sean Payton?
100%.
Yeah, 100%. All right. We're on the same page.
One other really quick take. I wouldn't take a Houston running back at all. If I did, it'd be Pierce, but I wouldn't take one at all. That's all I'm saying.
Pierce might get cut. Yeah, and boy, we got to talk about your take on liking the Washington offense, Jack. Yikes, they just traded away Jahan Dotson.
We got the message on. But I like him, I guess I should say. I like him to take a step forward this year. I think they're going to do some good stuff. I mean, they still have McLaurin.
Yeah, that is true. Lyle, talk about guys you like for 2024.
Well, I think some of these guys were going through my notes before the show, but they went through quite a few of the guys I do like. The top of my list for a player I would like to target is Pacheco. I think he's going around the 10th running back. He's probably going to be a late second-round pick if you take him. If you can get him in the third, I mean, all the better. But
grab your highlighter, listener, because that's three out of the four of us, at least, that love Pacheco.
And it's year three for him. They didn't have a very good offense compared to what Kansas City standards have been over the last few years, and I don't really see them replacing him or, like, putting him into a lesser role. So he's going to get his 200-plus carries. Plus, he did, I think, get into the 40s with receptions. So it's probably just a matter of how many touchdowns he can get. And I think last year it was just at 6 or 7 touchdowns. So if he can get to that 8-10 mark plus the volume, I really like Pacheco. One I have on the list for I hate is Joe Mixon. He's going to be your 15th running back or around pick 40. So he's probably going to be a fourth-round pick, something like that. But this guy hasn't had over 4.1 yards per carry since 2018. So he's going to need volume or those big touchdown numbers in Houston, and they already have those three big receivers. I don't know if they got enough football to go around for Joe Mixon to have a top 10-type fantasy football season at the running back position. And I also don't really like where Saquon Barkley is going. I think the player is fine, but if you're taking him as your lead back, I don't know if I really want to hitch my wagon to Barkley, who's really only had two outstanding, I'd say, running back seasons out of his 7 so far. So I'd back off Barkley at pick 9.
Agreed. And that was when he was the only real weapon. You know what I mean?
Well, the Giants sucked. I don't know. I'm with you on the Barkley take. He went 7th in the Loon draft. I'm not certain. And here's what I love about fantasy football.
Who had the 7th pick, John? Who had the 7th pick?
That would be Eric.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
That would be Eric. What I love about fantasy football, Justin is out on Kamara, but likes Eckler, and I am totally flip-flop.
No, I don't like Eckler at all, whatsoever.
You don't like Eckler? Maybe I was grabbing for a pen or something at that time. Yeah, the guy looks like he's running in wet cement. And
he was all in on Robinson Jr. out of that duo.
Got it. Okay, well, I am in on Kamara. And I'm not saying he's a league winner or anything. I just, because Derek Carr is king of the checkdown, and we are in a PPR league, again, know your scoring system, I think there's a lot of opportunity there for Kamara. Another guy who I like, even though he had a very inefficient season last year, but scored you a lot of points, is Rashad White. And I don't think much is going to change in Tampa Bay. I think in a PPR league, you're going to find a lot of use out of Rashad White. I'm with you guys on Barkley. I think it's strange where there are two overwhelming number one overall picks in the past few years that now we're picking up at the end of the first round, and that's Barkley and Jonathan Taylor. But Barkley and Jonathan Taylor have mobile running backs, so it's a little scary for the Hero RB build. I don't know. I picked up Aaron Jones, and we'll talk about that in the Loon draft. The guy's only 29, and I got him in round 5, and he's another back who can catch the ball. As always with backs, can they stay on the field? I don't know. That's a good question. But I'm in on a lot of these guys. I went to...
And I'll tell you, Kamara's been a part of a lot of winning rosters in over the past years. I mean, that's – I think we are sleeping on Kamara. I agree with you there. I really didn't look at him close enough.
Yeah, and the other, you know, the other backfield and another coaching change that took place, and also know your coaching changes and their schemes. What's going to happen in the Los Angeles Chargers camp? We know they want to run the ball. They're probably going to roster four running backs. Is it going to be Edwards? Is it going to be Dobbins? Is it going to be Vidal? I don't know, but keep an eye on that situation because you're going to get rushing points out of them. Dobbins doesn't catch the ball a whole lot, but anyway, those are the guys.
He also doesn't play in the regular season.
Ever. Right. Right. That's exactly right.
Because his lower body is made out of paper mache.
That is a fact. And thank goodness he's on my team. Anyway, let's just switch to strictly guys we don't want. You guys have hit on it a little bit with steering clear of Houston Texan guys. Are there any other guys, Justin, that you are just you're going to draft around every single time?
J.K. Dobbins. Because he's a troll. Alvin Kamara. I'm out on him. I've had Alvin Kamara a lot in the past. And I think he's just, I mean, there's the drama around him. He's still unsigned. He hasn't been at camp. He's had off the field issues before. I'm out on Kamara. I don't mind Mixon. You know, he's had at least six top 12 finishes as an RB. That Houston offense should be good. He is not exciting. He's not amazing. But he is steady. You know, he catches. He's a very, very good pass catcher. And we play in a lot of PPR leagues. So I don't mind Mixon. I am definitely – I'm trying to look for guys that really – A-Chain. I'll be a little controversial. Okay. I am out on Devin A-Chain. I will not draft him on any of the teams.
I got to ask you, and I'm sorry to cut in on that. I was going to do just a whole wrap around. Let's just do it. There's the one who has skyrocketed up boards. Mostert's the starter. Mike McDaniel, he said so. He said Mostert is still the anchor of this backfield. Mostert coming off a historic season for touchdowns. Yet Achan is the guy going up to round two, and Mostert you can pick up in round seven or eight. Maybe he'll come up. And this backfield is unbelievable. So,
yeah,
are you guys?
John, the only thing that's changed in Miami is they've gotten another year of experience together, and Mostert was the anchor of that offense, maybe the leader of that team last year. No reason, HA. I'm with you, JJ, 100%. I'm drafting around him. I might take him in the third or fourth round.
Yeah,
he's going way before that.
Well, Lyle, he's also being lined up as a receiver. Does that change your outlook, or would you take him in the second round if he was there?
I didn't get the chance to take him in the second round the other night, but I would have considered it. That would have been a fun pairing to have with Christian McCaffrey. But I think I'm with those guys, though, too. If you can get him in the third, that's where the value's at. You can sneak in another better player, have him as hopefully your number two back, and not have to worry about him getting the workload that it's going to take to probably repeat what he did last year, which is when he got 15 touches a game, he was really good. The problem was he only had about 10 games where he did that. So yeah. That's the whole hang up with him and Mostert is Mostert's good enough to get his 15, 20 carries, and then they're just mixing in Achan for 10, 12 touches. So I would stay away from him at the end of the second round, but if you can get him in the third or fourth, definitely be taking Achan.
That's a young offense that, minus an injury, nobody's moving up. I mean, you got to imagine Tua's gotten in better shape. Tyreek is a competitive beast. I guarantee you all offseason, these guys just got better and better and better. They didn't go and throw on 30 pounds in the offseason of fat. You know, I guarantee Mostert is healthier and better than he was last year.
Why do you got to shame Keenan Allen like that?
I just don't think Mostert's A-Chain, for me, because of where you draft him, you have to draft him as an RB1. And you're drafting a guy that's definitely going to have some 30-point games throughout the season. He's hyper-efficient, but he's already been injured multiple times. And he's going to have games where he gets six, or he's just not part of the game plan, or whatever the case is. I don't, you know, for Lyle, having Christian McCaffrey and pairing him with him, that could work. The problem is you're sacrificing a swing or a pick for a wide receiver one with that second round pick, and that's where you've got to take him. So because I don't like him or want him as my RB1, I just won't end up with him on my teams. I would rather have Rashad White. If I have to take a running back and I'm looking at Devin Achane and Rashad White, and I went receiver in the first round, I know it's crazy to most, but I'll probably take Rashad White over Achane in that spot.
No, I don't. Think
I would. You got to build your base of points you're going to get, and White's going to be the starter for sure. But let me throw another name at you guys as somebody that I don't like. He's ranked here at 20. Ramondre Stevenson. Yeah. I just don't like anything going on in New England. I mean, I know he might be the only one carrying the ball, but I just am. It feels like the New England right before Brady really took over. You know, when they just lost all the time.
Right.
I like him because generally the guys behind him are getting drafted before him in any draft I do. So I would prefer a Connor or a DeAndre Swift, maybe even Aaron Jones or Zamir White. But for whatever reason, I've been ending up with Ramondre. He's a good RB2 because he's falling almost a full round in a lot of drafts that I'm doing. And at that point, I don't mind taking it. But to your point, Jack, at his actual ADP, if he's getting drafted anywhere near the fifth round, I'm not. You know, fifth, sixth round, I'm out on.
Lyle, any other guys you are out on?
Again, it's never really out. It's always about where you can get them. But David Montgomery's on my list. I think it's going to be hard for him to replicate the 13 touchdowns he had last season. And he's going to be the 21st running back. Looks like he's being picked in like the sixth round. And plus, he's definitely not as big of a part of the passing game anymore. So if you're looking at a PPR format, I think he's gone down to like less than 20 catches this last season. So if he's not going to get as much work now that they have Jahmyr Gibbs taking a lion's share of the carries, I'd be concerned if there's going to be a workload for him to be a top 24 running back by the end of the year.
Why don't you guys just recap all the running backs I took in the Loon League as far as guys you don't like?
Well, John, I'll tell you. So I'll tell you this: ones that I'm not drafting, literally, unless it's the 16th round, I am not taking a Houston running back. Period. I'm not taking Joe Mixon in the 14th round. I don't want him. I feel like that is going to be the worst carousel of running backs that we could possibly see. I really do.
Do you know where he finished last season? RB? Do you know what he was?
I can't remember. I don't remember where he finished. I mean, he's been electric, but Cincinnati versus Houston is a different thing. And he had – who was his backup in Cincy? And now, and honestly, I really think he's second or third running back. If they cut Pierce, that's a mistake.
He was RB9. And last season, at least, Cincinnati's offense was not great. They didn't have Joe Burrow pretty much all season. I think the offense is better in Houston. The O-line is definitely improved. So
yeah, but Stroud is not a check down guy, man. If you're not 30 yards out, you ain't getting the ball.
I am also not a Mixon guy at all. And I'm not a Jahmyr Gibbs guy. If I'm going to balance Lyle out with his Montgomery take, I'm not a Jahmyr Gibbs guy. I think he's a guy from 20 to 20, and I think he's electrifying. But I think inside the 20, all those carries are going to go to Montgomery. I saw an interesting stat. The Lions play, I think, only three outdoor games this year. I thought that was interesting. Having chunks of the Lions offense is a good idea. All right.
Remember last year, John, they were in the red zone so much that you would be like, you would hope they'd get it on the first or second down if you had Gibbs. And then, you know what I mean? Or like you're just watching them switch running backs and watching your fantasy season go down the drain inside the 20.
The NFC North is going to be a total bloodbath this year, I think, just my opinion. All right, that wraps us up for running backs. We're going to come back and talk wide receivers. It is the draft edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for being with us. We're back on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for being a part of the show again. We are going to have an overrun today. Go grab that free 94.1 The Loon app. And hey, it's not taxing on your phone. You can take The Loon anywhere. We don't gather data. We don't know how to do that. And we'll never know how to do that because we don't care. It is time.
We don't even gather fantasy data.
Yeah, right. We're more in tune for the fantasy data. All right, time to talk wide receivers. Let's talk about guys you like this year. And Lyle, go ahead.
Well, I was able to sneak him in, I think, round four of the draft last night, and that's Devonta Smith for the Eagles. Been a pretty consistent performer over his young career, and I think he's going as the 22nd receiver off the board and 45th overall. So I just think the Eagles offense is still – I know AJ Brown takes a lot of targets, but Smith, to me, looks like he has the potential to at least match what he's done the last 2 years, which is get you over 1,000 yards, get you about 100 catches, and gets you 7 or 8 touchdowns. So I love getting him in the fourth round, and I think he is by far one of the better bargains in that kind of tier. And then I like Jordan Addison. I know the off-field stuff is a little scary. He could get suspended, but he's going at the 46th spot for receivers, and he's at, like, around pick 100, pick 110 overall. And for a guy that had 10 touchdowns and nearly 1,000 yards, I think he's going at a discount. Maybe there's a little fear that he won't play all the games, but for now, it looks like he's going to play. And if he does play, I'd love to have Addison on my team as a third or fourth receiver.
Yeah, I think Addison escapes this year for sure without any suspension. Jack, talk about some wide receivers you like.
Whew, it's not a keeper league. I'm steering clear of Addison, man. All right, receivers I like. I love me some Garrett Wilson. Obviously, everybody does. But I like him to be right up there with Justin. I mean, honestly, between him and Justin Jefferson, I take Garrett Wilson because if Rodgers is healthy, it's a no contest. I know JJ is going to get all the targets, but man, we're talking Sam Darnold. I mean, dear Lord. Davante Adams, I don't think is getting enough love either. I know we're going to do some draft recap later. I think in this season, you have to have one of those three Houston wide receivers. If they all stay healthy, I think Nico Collins is far and away the best. But I think you want to grab him, Diggs, or Tank Dell. Get one of those guys on your roster and you know, wait and see what happens. Outside of that, I mean, if you want to go just a little bit farther down, I think Rashee Rice may be the best bargain in the draft at wide receiver. I've got him ranked here at 39. That's a fantasy football ranking. I personally have him ranked a little higher, but he should be the primary wideout option for Patrick Mahomes in the Kansas City offense. And if you don't get Pacheco, just wait a round or two and get you some Rashee Rice.
Justin, give me some guys you like.
Yeah, we got some overlap here. I absolutely love Nico Collins. He got sniped for me. We'll talk about that later, John. Mm-hmm. And then I agree with Jack. Rashee Rice, it's the best value at wide receiver in the draft right now. In my opinion, he's 79th overall. So he's going in the sixth or seventh round. I'm, you know, in 10, 12 man or in 12 man leagues right around that area. I was prepared to pull the trigger on him in the fifth round last night. But Jack grabbed him. He kind of had the same thought. So I really like Rashee Rice. It doesn't look like there's going to be anything this season for the suspension. So I ain't talking about it because I got a few more drafts with you guys, but there you go. And then I will take I'm fine with either one because I do think it's a coin toss. Jaden Reed, Christian Watson for the Packers. I love grabbing one of these two and getting the stack with Jordan Love because he's a value at quarterback. But I think one of those two guys is going to finish with wide receiver one numbers this season. It's going to be Christian Watson if he's healthy the whole year. So I do prefer him talent-wise, but I don't, you know, there's no guarantee that'll happen. I mean, there's not with any player, but Watson has been hurt a lot. So Jaden Reed could slide in there too. I like them both.
A guy I like, and you guys have all mentioned guys I like, I'm in on the Rashee Rice deal as well. I think that he came on so strong in the last half of the season last year that he's going to be the real deal this year. A guy you guys haven't talked about that I like that you can get in middle rounds is Deontay Johnson. I am not a Carolina Panther fan by any means, but they knew they needed to do something for Bryce Young, so they bring in a guy who always gets open. Yes, we have an injury risk, but there's an injury risk for everybody. And I like Deontay Johnson. I think he is just going to be a total target hog in Carolina. Jonathan Mingo has been a bit of a disappointment. What Xavier Leggett, I think they drafted, but he's a rookie. Bryce Young's second year, and I think he's just going to, I think the first look will always be Deontay Johnson, and I think in a PPR league, he's going to be special. I don't project the Carolina Panthers to be going to the playoffs or anything like that, but we're just trying to win fantasy football games, and I think Deontay Johnson will help you out with that. How about some guys? Let's switch to guys you don't like, Lyle. Talk to me about who you're not drafting.
Again, if not drafting, period. I don't have many guys on that list, but for guys I'm just maybe avoiding at the spot, I can't really justify doing Marvin Harrison Jr. at pick 16 overall. Rookie receivers, yeah, they do come through. Puka Nacua, example, but we also didn't draft him in the second round. So I'd be a little reluctant to put him up that high. And I'm down on Davante Adams as well. If you're going to have to invest a second round pick in a receiver, I think there's some guys right behind him on the list that you can wait at least a round, maybe even two rounds, and get very similar production. I just feel like it's kind of getting towards the end with Devontae. He's at, what, 32 or 33 years now. I definitely wouldn't want to use a second-round pick on him. And then if you're going to go really maybe more mid-round, I'm just not a big Terry McLaurin fan. I'm not sure what's going on with that Washington passing game. I do think they're going to be able to run the ball, and Jaden Daniels will make some big plays, but I'm just not sure that Washington offense is going to do anything this year.
McLaurin is on my list of people I like. I just didn't say anything about it. I love the Davante Adams take. Gardner Minshew wins that job because he's not as bad as Aiden O'Connell. Not because they're good. He's just not as bad. I'm out on Devontae as well. Jack.
Yeah, but Devontae doesn't have bad seasons, though. I mean, second round pick, I agree. It's a little high for him, but I think he's a consistent anchor. I don't think he's not going to be the number one wide receiver, but I think he's going to do double digit points each week. But
he was top 10 last season, like he is almost every season of his career.
Yeah.
I think
Devontae, we just haven't seen the decline yet.
Just fine.
Jack, give me some guys you don't like.
Yeah, I don't like Chris Olave in New Orleans. You know, we talked about, you mentioned Kamara and Carr being the check down king. I agree. I just don't know what, I mean, Olave's got speed. I mean, the dude is fast, and Carr can throw the ball far, but he can't do that with accuracy. So he's ranked at 11. There's no way I'm taking him at 11 as the 11th receiver. And John, I'm going to hit you with one that you can fire back on me. Malik Nabers, and the real simple reason, he's a freaking New York Giant, man. I'm not touching any New York Giants weapons until they figure out what's going on. Who was the coach when Eli was there?
John Coughlin.
Yes. Yeah. When they got rid of him, and then the other guy came in and they benched Eli when he was on his consecutive game start, they have sucked since that day.
We'll talk about it when we get to rookies. That's no problem.
It's brutal. That team is brutal. So I'm going around Malik Nabers. I'm not touching him with a 10-foot pole. Just not doing it.
Clearly, these fellas love my draft. We'll get to that in the overrun. Justin, guys you're drafting around, don't like, don't want.
Man, I mean, you guys said a lot of them. I am not. I can't pick. And I know one of them is going to have a great season. They all could, but. Between Olave, Pittman, and London, like I'm always, you know, looking at all those guys. In fact, last night I think I made Lyle pick, you know, between them. So I'm not big on them. Just again, they're going about half a round ahead of where I would want to take them. I am out on Cooper Kupp this season. He's climbed too far. I've loved Cooper Kupp every other year going into fantasy drafts, and I liked him this year. Until he skyrocketed up draft boards because of a minor injury as Puka Nacua. You don't put up the season Nacua did last year as a rookie and not become kind of that wide receiver one in LA. So I'm a little bit out. Cooper Kupp has only had one 100 reception season in his career. He's only eclipsed 1,000 yards twice. The guy had one really, really good season a couple years ago, and then he had one good season. The rest of his years have just been fine. He's kind of a little overblown. So I'm out on Cooper Kupp. I mean, any further down, we're taking dart throws anyway. So Kupp's the guy I'm out, and I'm kind of avoiding the Olave, Pittman, London kind of group.
And I'm going to have you guys each give me a 10-second flyer after this. Guys I'm out on is Pittman. And again, I'm just out on where they're being drafted. And it's because I don't think Anthony Richardson can get him the ball. I am out on Davante Adams. I said that before. I'm out on Steph Diggs. He's already being a diva. And I want the other two guys. I don't think I want Diggs. I'm out on Hollywood Brown. He's already hurt again. And so more of that to come, I'm sure. Again, where they're going. And Courtland Sutton. people don't want Jack to say that he doesn't want any part of the Giants offense. I don't want any part, I don't think, of the Denver Broncos offense. I don't know. Bo Nix named the starter. We'll see how it goes. Give me a late round flyer and go ahead, Lyle.
I got two of them for you, and I got them both. Like Xavier Leggett, Carolina. I just think they're going to pass the ball a lot, and they're going to be behind a lot. I think he could be a factor. And I do like Adonai Mitchell for the Colts as well. Same kind of situation. He could be their number two receiver right out of the gate just because of some injuries with Josh Downs.
Okay, Jack, flyer.
Yeah, so I like Rashad Bateman in Baltimore. I took him last night, maybe a little earlier than I should have or needed to, but I wanted to make sure I got him. I just think this is going to be a year that they start to pass the ball a little deeper, and I like the guy. And if you're in a PPR league, you still got to draft Adam Thielen. I mean, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is or where the guy's playing. If you got a late round, you know, you're talking, what, 10th, 11th, whatever the deal is, he's a really good receiver to throw in and know for a fact he's going to be in the game plan.
Justin, flyer.
Oh, all right. Brian Thomas Jr. for Jacksonville. I think he could easily finish as the wide receiver one for that team. And then I am also going to go with Joshua Palmer of the LA Chargers. People are big on Ladd McConkey. He's already been hurt. That was his problem in college. He was hurt a bunch. He's small. He's 6 foot. He's like 180 pounds. So he'll, you know, I'm not saying he's not going to be a good NFL receiver, but Palmer's shown more, and he's got the build. I think he could just kind of come out of nowhere to be a wide receiver one for the Chargers this season.
I got one of them. I didn't get the other one. The first one I like late rounds is Michael Wilson in Arizona. He has the rapport with Kyler Murray. Yes, Marvin Harrison is there. I understand that. He's going to get double teamed a lot. They got to throw the ball somewhere. So I like Wilson. I like Dortch too. But then the other guy I like, if I'm picking one Green Bay Packer and it's going to be a four-man rotation, I like Dontavian Wicks. He's the deep threat. I think he caught a 60-some-yard touchdown in preseason, and I think he emerges as an every-down guy. We know Christian Watson has had some leg issues. Who is going to emerge out of there?
Romeo Dobbs.
Yeah, Romeo Dobbs. I mean, I like Wicks. And again, you're picking these guys up in between rounds 12 and 15. So I think they're certainly worth a chance. All right, let's come back, and we will talk. What do we got left? Oh, tight ends. It is a deep year for tight ends as well. We've got that and more on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We're back for the last segment of the Fantasy Football Foursome, at least the radio version of it. If you want to grab that free 94.1 The Loon app, and you can hear the overrun. We'll be talking rookies. We'll be recapping our draft. There will be plenty of trash spoken, I can assure you of that. Time for tight ends. And let's talk, Jack, about tight ends you like in 2024.
Well, spoiler alert, I took a tight end with my second pick, and I took Laporta. I fully all in on that guy. Ones I like that are kind of a little bit farther down the board maybe that I think are probably a pretty darn good value. I mean, I think Pitts is going to take a big step forward. I think Kittle's underrated. It's a big name, right? He's ranked here at 7, but Kittle could also be the number one tight end this year. So there's still room to go there. It's not just the Travis Kelce show anymore. John, I'm just going to give you one I don't like, and that's Freiermuth. You took. I'm not all in on that guy. I don't have anything for him. Lastly, I'll say Luke Musgrave in Green Bay. He showed a little bit of signs of decency last year. I think Jordan Love is obviously the real deal. I think Green Bay's going to have a pretty darn good offense. It's going to be them and Detroit in competition for winning the North, and Musgrave could play a bigger role in that this year. We'll see.
All right, Justin, tight ends you like.
All right, I like Mark Andrews and Trey McBride. Because of that, I'm out on Laporta and Kelce because I can get Andrews and McBride almost two rounds later. And I think either could finish number one. Andrews is going to be right up there for receptions and touchdowns for sure. McBride could easily lead all tight ends in receptions and yards. I'm a little concerned about the touchdown level for him, but it's his third year, so it could go up. Most disrespected tight end is Evan Ingram. He just finishes top five year after year. He's always overachieving, but I'm not getting him a lot because he has kind of climbed up draft boards as of late, so he's not being as disrespected. For the later guys, if I miss out on Andrews or McBride, because I'm not as big on Kincaid as everyone else is. I'm a little leery of the offense this year in Buffalo. They still have Knox. They're going to be trying to figure it out. And I could be wrong on that. I like Bowers. If I miss out on Andrews and McBride, I'm grabbing Brock Bowers a little bit later. He's a generational talent. Sam Laporta was the first ever to do it, to be a rookie tight end and finish as high as he did. He finished number one overall. But Bowers is special, and he's lining up in the slot. So I don't mind taking a shot on him in the, you can get him around the 9th, 10th round. So if I miss out on Andrews and McBride, I like Bowers late.
Lyle, what do you got for tight ends? What do you like?
I like Kittle just for the consistency factor. I think there's a lot of people, whether you listen to other experts or just play the game a lot, you don't want to be left, not especially in a 12-team league, being the 10th, 11th, or 12th guy when you're picking tight ends. And George Kittle, he's top five practically every year. So I just feel like he's this very safe bet, and you're only going to have to use probably a fifth-round pick to get him, maybe even sneak him in the sixth round. I also like Kincaid this year just for this reason. I really don't know what receivers they have that are going to top him as far as volume. And last year he was already getting targeted like a number one tight end. I think it took him a few weeks to really get to be a bigger part of the offense. But without Diggs there now, I could see Kincaid pushing 100 catches this year. And he had 72, I think, last year. So I like Kincaid as well.
I think Kincaid is going to lead that team in targets. I really do. I wanted him on my team. That didn't pan out. We'll get to that later. Other than the ones these guys brought up, the other guy I like on the list, okay, maybe you missed out on some of the hot tight ends, is old Jake Ferguson. And last year, 65 receptions, 676 yards, 5 scores. He seems to be a favorite of Prescott's around the red zone. You're not going to get sexy Travis Kelce numbers from him or anything like that. Not a Trey McBride type of situation, but I think you're going to get some normalcy. You can expect him to get somewhere between 8 and 12 per week. And man, we have said it for 1,000 years on this show. If you can get that out of a tight end, that is a win. I like Jake Ferguson. I know you named a few, Jack, but let's quickly run around and talk about guys you are drafting around will not have.
Yeah, for sure. Before I do, I'll tell you, too, with the Lamb holdout, Cook's injury, and no Pollard, Jake Ferguson's a bargain.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So, guys, I'm drafting around. It's funny because you mentioned them, but Dalton Kincaid, I just don't know. The tight end position never gets utilized in Buffalo the way that we think it should. Same as the running back. Same, it just doesn't get used. Allen does too much of that where you would check down to a tight end or a running back. That's Josh Allen's time to shine. So it's either deep ball to Shakir or Josh Allen. So I'm going around Kincaid altogether. Other than that, that's pretty much it. I mean, the rest of them are right where they should be. I know TJ Hockenson's a big name, but there's no way I'm drafting him. Even if he was healthy right now, I wouldn't draft him.
Justin, guys you're drafting around, don't like, don't want.
Well, real quick, I'll give you one last pick of your draft. Taysom Hill, with the Kendre Miller issue, the stuff going on with old Alvin Kamara, and the guy with 100 gallons of leadership and personality, but like half an ounce of talent, Jamal Williams, who's also 77 years old. Hill has been rushing quite a bit and lining up all over. So just a late round flyer. Guys, I am not going to take. I said it earlier. I'll miss out on Laporta and Kelce. They're too high. I love George Kittle. Absolutely love him as a football player, as a person. I am the opposite of you, Lyle. I think he's too inconsistent. I won't take him for fantasy. He's going to have weeks where he's part of the game plan. He's going to get you 20 plus, but he's going to have plenty of weeks where he's a zero or a one. Because he's just in line blocking the whole game. So I'm out on Kittle as well.
Lyle, what do you got for guys you don't want?
I just think Kelce and Laporta are too high. I love the players. I just don't want to spend a second-round pick on them. Maybe you can get some of like Laporta in the third. That's a little more tolerable for me. Otherwise, just guys I don't like. I'm not a big fan of the rookie tight ends either, so I guess I wouldn't take Bowers to be my guy, but he is a special player, but it's, again, it's kind of a rookie deal, and they already do have a tight end there, and Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers and some other players too. So I'd just be curious to see how quickly he fits in with Vegas. For the long haul, I'd love to have him in a dynasty league and things like that, but I might not be wanting to roll with him as my top tight end for this year.
Minshew doesn't make tight ends a big part of the play either. I mean, he's not big on that.
I was
But remember where he's going, right? Like, who are you going to take instead of him at that point? You know, I took him maybe as my second tight end, but if I'm looking at Jake Ferguson's gone, you know, and then it's Brock Bowers and everything after that, I'd rather have him than Goddard in Philly. Just Goddard's never really done what everyone thought he could do or what he's capable of. Who knows? But
I might stash Hockenson and pick up Colby Parkinson for the Rams until I think he's going to be the number one tight end for the Rams at the start of the season too. So he's just somebody super deep on a list that maybe could help you out the first half or first quarter of the season.
Funny, I didn't hear
Hunter
any.
Hunter Henry, baby.
Any of you guys,
Hunter Henry, he's a hot start guy.
He is a hot start guy, and I didn't hear any of you guys talk about Pat Freiermuth and how much you like him. So, no, I'm with you on the George Kittle train. I can't do it. I can't. It's like Mike Evans used to be. 2 receptions, 2 yards, 2 touchdowns, and then nothing the next week, and then 250 yards. And Kittle is the same way. My blood pressure can't handle that. A spectacular player. I just can't take him because I know what I'm in for as far as maybe a 0 week. Another guy I'm out on is Cole Kmet. I know that's not huge breaking news or anything like that, but he's a late round guy that people were taking. I think Gerald Everett is out snapping Cole Kmet right now. Luke Musgraves, I think there's just too many people between Jacobs, the 4 receivers. I'm not in on Luke Musgraves this year at all. And another guy I'm taking a flyer on, possibly the only tight end handcuff, and I got him, is Isaiah Likely. And that's because I think the Ravens are going to be lining up Likely outside. They might do some 2 tight end sets with Andrews. Andrews just was in like a car wreck. I mean, this guy just is injury central all the time. And Isaiah Likely, a very talented backup to have. All right. That said, that is going to bring an end to the radio version of our draft show. We're going to come back on the app, which is free. Go get it. We got rookies to talk about. We've got our Loon draft recap to talk about. And, being that it's only on the app, who knows what will be said about the Loon draft recap. It was a lot of fun. We had it on Thursday night. 12-team PPR. It's going to be a good time. So we hope to see you over on the app and continue the streaming. And we'll give you fantasy advice as we only know how to do it. We want to thank you for joining us today. And for Justin Havemeyer, Jack Culbertson, and Lyle Dickman, my name is John Jennings. We'll see you over on the app, and we'll see you in the weeks to come on the Fantasy Football Foursome.